Hello everyone, and welcome to the Christmas edition of Devon Insights magazine, InVision. Now the cover of the print edition of this magazine shows a family in their bubble, sitting at the Christmas table, but rather strangely they're all wearing face coverings. So this is our bumper Christmas issue, and the tagline to the front cover of the magazine says, "Have yourself a COVID-free Christmas." This is Graham Flynn speaking, Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight. So before we start, I just wanted to remind everybody that the Devon Insight helpline is registered with the Helplines Partnership. And if you need to contact the charity at all, please give us a call on the helpline. The telephone number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. And just to remind you that the helpline is normally open between 10 and 2pm, Monday to Thursday. Now the helpline will be closing at 2pm on Thursday the 23rd of December, and the charity reopens on Tuesday the 4th of January 2022. Now, before we start, I just want to remind everybody that Devon Insight does not endorse or recommend any product or service that we talk about in our magazine, and that the COVID-19 advice is correct at the time of going to print. Now, I'm actually recording this on the 9th of December at home, and there were further changes to the COVID restrictions overnight. So if you're at all confused, do give us a call and we will try and help you navigate the ongoing pandemic. So let's kick off with the magazine. Welcome to the Christmas edition of the Devon Insight magazine, InVision. Our aim here at Devon Insight is to help people who are blind or partially sighted to live life to the full. And we do that by providing a range of services which offer both practical help, emotional support, and opportunities for groups of people to meet and support each other. InVision magazine is here to help keep you informed, keep you connected, and to help keep you safe. I've written a little update about the latest COVID restrictions, but I'm determined that we try and focus on some positive things in this edition of InVision magazine. I'm particularly pleased that our monthly telephone sight loss speaker events will be continuing over the winter months. To complement these, we are also introducing a new weekly telephone chit-chat call service. More about that in a minute. We've still been able to share our groundbreaking work with other sight loss charities on a national level at the Visionary Conference. But did we win a national award? Find out inside. It's been a particularly difficult year for us all, but on behalf of the trustees, staff and volunteers, may I take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, the first section is called Keeping You Connected, News Desk. Milk and More U-turn. When milk and grocery delivery company Milk and More shifted to an online service only, it left many people who were blind or partially sighted bitterly disappointed. We took your complaints to Steve Hyde, the Regional Campaigns Officer of the RNIB. We're pleased to announce that Milk and More have established a priority services register for customers who are unable to operate an online account as a result of their disability or age. These customers will be able to operate their account via the telephone. All you need to do is contact the customer service line on 0345 606 3606. That number again, 0345 606 3606, and explain that you are unable to operate your account online. Sight Village Southwest. Sight Village Southwest returns to the Sandy Park Stadium in Exeter on Tuesday, the 26th of April 2022. Hosted by Queen Alexandra College, a national college for people with disabilities, this event is a great opportunity for you to meet representatives of local, regional and national sight loss services and equipment manufacturers from across the United Kingdom. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and close at 3:30 p.m. and entrance is free. To book your free place, please ring Queen Alexandra College on 0121 803 5484. That number again, 0121 803 5484. Or visit the college website at www.qac.ac.uk. That website address again, www.qac.ac.uk. New trustee announced. Our trustees are recruited to support me, the Chief Executive Officer, with the leadership of the organisation. They are enlisted for their skills and experience to ensure that Devon Insight has the best possible people in place to oversee and ensure the future direction of the service and implementation of its strategic objectives. We are delighted to announce that Paul Hannon has joined the Board of Trustees. Paul retired from full-time work in 2017. He has a wealth of experience in special educational needs education and welfare, as well as a broad skill set in areas such as marketing, promotion and negotiation. Paul has significant sight loss credentials, having worked as Head of Education and Head of Outreach at the Wesk Foundation in Exeter, supporting children and young adults with complex needs and visual impairment. He also had an outreach, advice and guidance role with Action for Blind People. Paul says, "I'm delighted to have been asked to join the Board of Trustees and hope that my experience of sight loss services, particularly for younger people, will help the charity develop its services in the years leading up to its centenary in 2025. We are delighted to welcome Paul to the Devon in Sight family. Now, the next section is called Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector. The Visionary Conference 2021. And it's illustrated with a photo of myself in the office wearing a pair of headphones and I'm sitting in front of the computer because it was an online conference. Okay, here's the article. The 12th Visionary Conference took place over 3 days in November 2021. The online event offered a flexible program of speakers, workshops and activities which harnessed the pandemic experience and continued the momentum of transformational service delivery to create a new future for the sight loss sector. We were pleased to host a workshop at the conference in partnership with Devon Children's sight loss charity More Vision to launch our new Children and Young Persons Sight Loss MOT. Developed by Devon in Sight and More Vision, and in consultation with local and national experts, the MOT includes sections on the prevalence and causes of vision impairments in children, an explanation of the different professionals providing support, information on early years and educational support, and mental health. The conference culminated in the annual Visionary Awards ceremony on Friday, the 26th of November. The awards highlighted the achievements of local charities, shared good practice, and shone a spotlight on the talent, expertise, and the impact of the local sight loss sector. Fiona Sanford, Chief Executive Officer of Visionary, said, "Visionary members and their partners are amazing. And we never hesitate to shout about it, which is why we love to recognise the wonderful work which takes place with our annual awards. I'm pleased to announce that Devon in Sight and More Vision were awarded the National Transformation Award, which recognises the way Visionary members have transformed services to connect with blind and partially sighted people in new and innovative ways." I said, "The Children and Young Persons Sight Loss MOT was a collaborative piece of work and was very warmly received at National Conference. I would like to thank Julian Garner, Laura Hughes and Anna Bell for their exceptional work and all those partners who cast a friendly, critical eye over our work. To have our work recognised by our peers with a national award is very humbling. Thank you, Visionary. If you want to learn more about Visionary, which is the umbrella charity for all sightless associations around the country, you can visit their website at www.visionary.org.uk. That's www.visionary.org.uk. And if you want to find out more about the Sight Loss MOT for adults or children, give us a call on the helpline. And now a feature. Top tips for a better winter. During the winter months, we're more likely to feel low, lack energy and motivation, have problems with sleeping, experience food cravings, and overeat. Many people find it difficult to concentrate and experience an elevated stress response, and of course, feel cold. For people who are visually impaired, the risk of developing winter depression, sometimes known as seasonal affective disorder, SAD, is almost three times as high as those with normal vision. So here are some tips to help beat the winter blues, some more obvious than others. Add more light. Turning on your lights as soon as it starts to get dark. A low level of light will add to your chances of a trip or fall. Use task lights to help with cooking, reading and hobbies. You can call us on the helpline for more advice on lighting. A dawn to dusk light on a timer outside your front door will welcome visitors or deter anyone with ill intentions. Keep a torch handy in case of a power cut. Put mirrors on walls to reflect light and make a dark corridor seem brighter. Light bulbs which imitate natural light can help improve your mood. Keep active. Even a small amount of physical activity will keep you fitter and more motivated during the darker months. Walk around your home as often as you can, and if you are sitting for a long time, stand up at least every hour. Get outside wherever possible, or stand at an open door to get some fresh air and some natural light. Daylight will boost your vitamin D levels. Keep some salt near your door in case your path is icy. Eat well. If cooking is difficult, there are several companies that will deliver ready-made meals, including Wiltshire Farm Foods and Oakhouse Meals. If you need details, give us a call on the helpline. Add fresh vegetables to a ready meal. Kale, spinach, broccoli, and all green vegetables will add lutein to your diet, essential for good eye health. Eat a rainbow. Try to make your meals as colourful as possible, as this will provide lots of vitamins and minerals. Swap carbohydrates with healthy options. Root vegetables, fruit and non-wheat grains will boost serotonin, which is a natural mood stabiliser that controls well-being and happiness. Not having enough serotonin is thought to contribute to depression. Keep an eye out for an easy recipe in this magazine and give it a go. Keep warm. Keep your home no lower than 18 degrees Celsius, even at night in your bedroom. A microwavable hot water bottle can add extra warmth without the risk of scalds from hot water. Draw curtains to keep the cold out from large windows. Layers of clothes are better than one thick jumper. Keep a cozy blanket or fleece, which are really light, near your chair, as sitting down for any length of time will reduce your temperature. Put on a pair of socks to keep your feet warm in bed. And now something about natural remedies. Experiment with natural remedies such as vitamin D, St. John's wort, magnesium and lavender essence oil. It's important, though, that if you are taking antidepressants, it's important to consult with your doctor before beginning supplements. Sit near a window when it's sunny, or even outside if you can. Remember that natural light makes us all feel more positive. Finally, talk to people. If you would like to have a chat with others living with sight loss, join our free weekly chit-chat calls, which are starting every Wednesday at 10:30 on the telephone number 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. We'll talk about everything and everything. You could register for a telephone befriender with the Macular Society. Their telephone number is 0300 30 30 111. That number again for the Macular Society telephone befriender service is 0300 30 30 111. Don't forget, call a friend or family member. They may need to talk too. If you're feeling really low, give us a call on the helpline and we can refer you to our emotional support service. Finally, ask if you need help. There are many support services in your community and you can always call us on the helpline. The next section, Keeping You Informed, is a new article called Ask the Team. Dear Devon in Sight, I'm finding it much more difficult to use my magnifying glass and wondered whether I should buy a stronger one. Jenny Benham, our office manager, says it's never a good idea to buy a magnifier without some expert advice. You sound like you need to have an NHS low vision assessment. You can get a referral into this free service through your GP or high street optician. If you are under the hospital eye unit for treatment, you can also ask to be referred. In many cases, if you need a magnifier, it will be provided free of charge. Ideally, you should try and have a low vision assessment every 2 or 3 years, or if you have noticed a significant change in your sight. Don't forget the importance of good task lighting when you are using a magnifier. You need to ensure that you have enough light shining directly on what you are trying to see. A good task light can make a huge difference to reading. Sitting closer to a window can also help. We can supply you with information about low vision assessments and task lighting, so give us a call. The next question. The eye unit hasn't sent me an appointment, and I'm now 4 weeks overdue for my injection. What should I do? Judy Pride says, it could be that the appointment letter has been lost in the post. It's important to have your injections at the regular intervals your consultant has recommended. I would call the eye clinic on the emergency number you have been given if you notice any rapid change in your sight. The interval between injections is often extended if your wet age-related macular degeneration is stable. However, your sight is extremely important, so call the eye clinic if you are concerned. And here's the final question. I live in a remote part of Devon, and I don't know anyone else who has sight loss. Can Devon in Sight help me? Here's my response. We're starting weekly telephone chit-chat calls every Wednesday in the new year, where members can chat and ask questions of our staff and each other. We're continuing to provide monthly telephone-based sight loss speaker events, where you can hear speakers from the sight loss community, and are a good way of hearing how to live well with sight loss. Some members will meet up for a coffee if they live near each other, and we are aiming to recruit Devon in Sight ambassadors in key areas who may be able to get this kind of activity up and running in the new year. Don't forget, there are many areas of Devon that have social clubs for the visually impaired, and also talking newspapers and magazines. Please give us a call on the helpline, and we'll see how we can help. If you've got a question that you would like to ask the team, please give us a ring on the helpline number. And now some more information about our sight loss services. Telephone speaker events. Our monthly telephone sight loss speaker events normally take place on the second Tuesday of the month. You can enjoy these events from the comfort of your own home. Here's the programme. Tuesday, the 11th of January, 2022, 10:30 till 11:30 a.m. Beating the winter blues. People who are visually impaired risk developing winter depression, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, is almost three times as high as those with normal vision. What steps can you take to help beat the winter blues? And this will be hosted by myself and Judy Pride. The next event in the calendar will be Tuesday, the 8th of February, 10:30 to 11:30. People in the lead, getting your voice heard. How can we improve your experience of statutory sight loss services? We are joined by Health Watch Devon, the independent consumer champion for people using local health and social care services in Devon. This call will be hosted by Judy Pride, with special guest David Kinross, who is the Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator from Health Watch Devon. Stop press! On Tuesday, the 8th of March, between 10:30 and 11:30, we hope to be joined by Carol Klein. How does your garden grow? BBC TV Gardeners World presenter Carol Klein will hopefully join us for a chat about her life and work and some ideas about sensory planting. Please note that this is a provisional booking and the date may change due to Carol's filming commitments. This will be hosted by myself and Judy. Now, here's how to join a sight loss speaker event. Choose the day and date that you'd like to join us. And a couple of minutes before the start time, dial the free phone number below. All talks start promptly at 10:30 and will conclude at 11:30. Here's the free phone number. 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Just dial the telephone number and you'll hear a welcome message and holding music before the presentation starts. Now, during the main presentation, you will be able to hear the conversation but not participate in the call. However, questions can be submitted in advance by ringing the helpline. Depending on the nature of the presentation, the host may open up the call for questions from listeners at the end of the presentation. Calls from your home telephone number are free, but calls from mobiles are charged at the standard network tariff. All events should finish within 60 minutes. Please note, all Devon in Sight sight loss speaker events are recorded so that they can be shared on our website. If you would like to hear recordings of the previous sight loss speaker events, you can find them on our website. The website address is www.devoninsight.org.uk. That address again, www.devoninsight.org.uk. Now I'd like to introduce a new service. It's part of our emotional support service and it's called Telephone Chit Chat Calls. In January, we will be starting a new weekly telephone service every Wednesday, hosted by Judy Pride. Unlike our telephone speaker events, chit-chat calls will be your chance to air thoughts, concerns, ideas, and to share your recent stories in a safe space. We will be able to share news about Devon in Sight and the ongoing development of the charity, and check that you have a clear understanding of the latest COVID restrictions. This service is free from your home telephone number, but calls from mobiles are charged at the standard network tariff. We won't be recording these calls, and we will protect your identity during the call. Okay, to join a telephone chit-chat call, it's the same as the speaker events. Just before 10:30 a.m, ring the following number. Now, it's a free phone number. 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. We will be piloting this service for the next 3 months on the following dates. Wednesday the 5th of January, Wednesday the 12th of January, Wednesday the 19th of January, and Wednesday the 26th of January. In February, we will be having calls on Wednesday the 2nd of February, Wednesday the 9th of February, Wednesday the 16th of February, and Wednesday the 23rd of February. And finally in March, the 2nd of March, the 9th of March, 16th of March, 23rd of March, and the 30th of March. So all of those calls are on a Wednesday and start at 10:30 a.m. Now, if you have difficulty dialing out on your phone, please give us a call in advance of the meeting. Now, there is a way of us setting up the system that we will actually call out to you automatically at home. So give us a call on the helpline. And now an article called Cover Story. Now, you remember I described the cover of the print version of the newsletter. It's a family with three generations, two kids, the parents and the grandparents, sitting around a dining table on Christmas Day, and it's laden with lots of food. All of them are wearing face coverings. Have yourself a COVID-free Christmas. Coronavirus remains a serious health risk. COVID-19 rates in Devon remain some of the highest in the country. The fear of being alone on Christmas Day is just too great a burden for most of us. With that in mind, we need to be aware of the precautions we should take when meeting family and friends to reduce the spread of the virus during the festive period. You should stay cautious to help protect yourself and others. Firstly, you should try and wear a face covering in crowded and enclosed spaces where you come into contact with people you do not normally meet. It is currently a legal requirement for you to wear a mask in all shops and on public transport unless exempt. Although it's starting to get cold outside, you might want to consider opening some windows in your house if you have guests coming over. Ventilation can be just as important as the other measures described here at stopping the spread of COVID-19. When wearing a mask isn't practical, such as during Christmas dinner, keeping physical distance from members of other households massively reduces the risk of virus spread. Whether that's sitting at either end of a dining table, on separate sofas, or even in different rooms. The important thing is that any kind of distance at all between you and your loved ones helps mitigate the risk of spread, with the greater distance equaling lower risk. Opening a couple of windows in the room your guests are using once they arrive, and for a short time after they've left, can help stop the virus spreading. In addition, try to keep guests in as few rooms as possible to prevent the risk of spreading the virus around your entire home. Finally, when around your loved ones, remember to wash your hands, especially after touching around your mouth and nose. And importantly, remember to wash your hands before handling food or drink for others, and especially after you've coughed or sneezed. Viruses can be transferred from your face to your hands and then to a family member without you even realising it. Try to refrain from sharing things between your family, such as bowls of crisps, tins of sweets or plates of food. Washing your hands with warm water and soap is all it takes to clean the virus away and keep your family safe. If you haven't already, get vaccinated. This is the best way for you to protect yourself and your loved one. The team at Devon Insight wish you a very happy but COVID-free Christmas. This article is supported by Devon County Council and is based on the latest government guidance. And now a new Christmas feature by Joe Parsons, who's a visually impaired professional chef. The feature is called Joe's Christmas Pantry. Visually impaired chef Jo Parsons shares her recipes for success in the kitchen. Christmas panettone bread pudding. Here are the ingredients. 50 grams of unsalted butter. 5 thick slices of panettone. 4 eggs, beaten. 400 millilitres of whole milk. 200 millilitres of cream. A teaspoon of vanilla extract, the zest of one lemon, 1/3 of a pack of brandy-soaked fruit from Lidl. I'm sure there are other shops too, but anyway, that's 1/3 of a pack of a brandy-soaked fruit and 75 grams of caster sugar. I'll just run through those ingredients again. 50 grams of unsalted butter, 5 thick slices of panettone, 4 eggs, beaten, 400 millilitres of whole milk, 200 millilitres of cream, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, zest of one orange, 1/3 of a pack of Lidl brandy-soaked fruit, and 75 grams of caster sugar. Now here's the method. Preheat your oven to 140 degrees fan. Grease a 12-inch by 8-inch oven-proof dish. Whisk the eggs and vanilla together and gently whisk in milk and cream. Add the zest of the orange and set aside. Cut the panettone into 1 to 2-inch cubes and scatter into the dish. Mix with the dried fruit and pour over your egg mixture. Leave to stand for an hour. Sprinkle over your sugar, dot with the knobs of butter, and put in the oven and bake for around 45 minutes until golden and slightly wobbly. Serve with custard, cream, or ice cream. I'll just go through that method again. Preheat your oven to a fan 140 degrees. Grease a 12-inch by 8-inch oven-proof dish. Whisk the eggs and vanilla together and gently whisk in the milk and cream and add the zest of the orange. Set the mixture aside. Cut the panettone into 1 to 2 inch cubes and scatter into your dish. Mix with the dried fruit and pour over your egg mixture. Leave to stand for an hour. Sprinkle over your sugar. Dot with knobs of butter. Put into the oven and bake for around 45 minutes until golden and slightly wobbly. Serve with custard, cream, or ice cream. Now, to hear more about Jo Parsons' Cooking with Confidence courses, please give us a call on the helpline. The helpline number is 01392 876 666, and I'll repeat it at the end of this presentation. And now an article about fundraising, community fundraising. It's illustrated in the print version of the magazine with a picture of myself outside the office with a framed certificate of thanks and 4 members of staff from a company called Totus who share the building with us. Jump for Sight Skydive Challenge 2021. I was delighted to present Team Totus with a certificate of thanks for their support with the Jump for Sight Challenge, which took place in September. The grand total raised by myself and Team Totus through the skydive was £7,155.24. Honiton and District Lions Club. It's always a pleasure to receive a letter from Mr. Brian Richards, President of Honiton and District Lions Club. He is known affectionately as Brian the Lion. We would like to thank the members of Honiton Lions for their ongoing financial support of Devon in Sight. It's never been more important to do your bit to support your local sight loss charity. All charities need to raise money in order to help people, and Devon in Sight is no different. Here are some ideas for raising money and awareness in 2022. You could hold a coffee morning or afternoon tea with a few friends and ask them to make a small donation. You can, of course, have a bring and buy stall or a raffle so more people can get involved, even if they can't be there. You could encourage friends and family who are planning to take part in a challenge event, like a marathon, to choose us as their charity. If you have family or friends who are working, suggest that they put forward Devon in Sight as the charity of year at their place of work. We can offer support and resources if they choose us as their charity. Please tell us about any local events that are planned in your own area, as we may be able to have a stall to advertise what we do. We want to hear your ideas too, so give us a call on the helpline. And the next feature is called George Jones Reports. All at Sea with George. Would a sea cruise be suitable for people with little or no sight? Devon in Sight's intrepid explorer, George Jones, was keen to experience an adventure. When global cruise line MSC Cruises announced that its latest flagship, the MSC Virtuosa, was to offer mini cruises, he leapt at the opportunity. But would the cruise be suitable for people with little or no sight? George reports. After a long winter, Mum and I decided to book a cruise. It was the maiden voyage of the MSC Virtuosa, and the first ship to leave Southampton in over a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I was interested in the cruise, as the ship was limited to carrying only 1,000 passengers, rather than its full capacity of over 6,000 people. This would make it more accessible and easier to navigate my way around as a person with a visual impairment. When entering the ship, the gangway was well marked and staff were willing to help with any mobility issues. When we reached our cabin, which had Braille on the door, we found that the safety instructions were also in Braille. This is a great service offered to guests with sight loss. Within the ship itself, there were many different areas, ranging from water slides to specialist restaurants and a casino. All of these were accessible to us, and the staff were helpful when needed. This made the cruise more enjoyable for myself and my mother, as we could relax when guiding and accessing different areas. We found the MSC cruise experience really enjoyable and felt really safe. Now, in the print version of this newsletter, the story is illustrated with a photograph of George Jones. George is standing there in his dinner jacket, his black dinner jacket and bow tie, on a chrome staircase which is rising from one deck up to another deck. Purple carpet and glittery steps. It all looks very, very nice. Anyway, for more information about MSC Cruises, you can visit their website, which is www.msccruises.co.uk. That address again, www.msccruises.co.uk. Now, there are an awful lot of holiday companies and tour companies that do offer services that include trips specifically planned for people with sight loss. So give us a call on the helpline and we'll see if we can help. Now, a little bit about supporting us, keeping Devon in Sight afloat. As I said earlier, it's never been more important to do your bit to support your local sight loss charity. Devon in Sight has been providing help and support to people who are blind and partially sighted and their families for nearly 100 years. Friends of Devon in Sight, our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Devon in Sight receives no statutory funding, so your regular donations over a period of time are of tremendous benefit to the charity in helping us to meet the costs of providing our services, enabling us to plan for the future. In 2019, I launched our Friends of Devon in Sight campaign to help us provide vital ongoing support to people across Devon. By becoming one of our friends, you will help more people to receive the support they need to live happy and healthy lives and be part of their local community. You could make a regular gift of £1, £5, £10, £20, £50 or more. £1 million if you like. For more information, please give us a call on the helpline or visit the donation page on the website. Now, there are a number of other ways that you can help Devon in Sight financially to continue supporting people with sight loss across Devon. You could make a one-off donation by cheque. You could make a one-off donation by bank transfer. If you'd like some help doing this, just give us a call on the helpline. Another way of helping us is to leave us a gift in your will. Our ultimate guide to leaving a lasting legacy to charity is designed to give an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. If you would like a legacy pack, please give us a call on the helpline. And now, another feature, keeping you safe, home fire safety visits. In 2014, Devon in Sight was the first charity to sign up to the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Services Community Partnership Scheme. Since then, 106 of our clients have had a home fire safety visit. Now, this is a very passionate cause for me. When I was 19, I joined the Devon and Cornwall Constabulary. Attending domestic fires was a regular occurrence, but I was always pleased to see the fire service had arrived first at the scene of a fire. On one occasion, I wasn't so lucky. I arrived before the fire engine, and all the neighbours indicated that there was an elderly lady in the property. They looked at me, and what was I going to do? I broke all the rules and entered the burning house. She died, and I ended up in hospital. At the inquest, it was revealed that the house didn't have a smoke alarm. Fire safety is therefore something I am very passionate about. Would you or a loved one be able to escape in the event of a fire at home? The Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service offers a home safety visit to help make sure everyone is safer from the risk of fire. This is a free service they offer to people who live in Devon and Somerset. A friendly fire safety advisor will come and visit your home at a convenient time to see what you can do together to make you safer. They will identify and assess any fire risks and provide fire safety equipment where needed. They will also advise on escape routes and what to do in the unlikely event of a fire. A working smoke alarm is a vital start when it comes to protecting from fire. They will check and replace any alarms needed. For people with additional needs or disabilities, the Fire and Rescue Service can provide more specialist kit, such as sensory loss alarms that come with a strobe light and vibrating pad. They can also supply fire retardant bedding, throws or blankets, carbon monoxide alarms, alarm testers, and rundown timers. Have you or someone you care for had your fire safety visit? If not, do something today. It could save your life. Book your home safety visit with the fire service by ringing the following number. It's a free phone number. 0800 0502 999. That number again, 0800 0502 999. And please quote the referral code 004 Devon in Sight. That referral code again is 004 Devon in Sight. Now, if you'd like some help, you can always give us a call on the main Devon in Sight helpline. And now our final article. It's a campaign. Seeing in the new year 2022. Make having an eye test one of your new year resolutions. It could save your sight. Every year, we remind everyone of the importance of regular eye tests through our Seeing in the New Year campaign. It's easy to neglect your eyes because they often do not hurt when there is a problem. Having an eye test will not just tell you if you need new glasses or a change of prescription. It's also an important eye health check. The NHS recommends that you should get your eyes tested every 2 years. More often, if advised by your ophthalmic practitioner or optometrist. An optician can spot many general health problems and early signs of eye conditions before you're aware of any symptoms, many of which can be treated if found early enough. You should visit your optician or GP if you're concerned about any aspect of your vision. If you have a dramatic change in your vision, go to accident and emergency immediately. Some people are more at risk of eye disease than others. It's particularly important to have regular eye tests if you're older than 60 or from a certain ethnic group. People from African Caribbean communities are at greater risk of developing glaucoma. And people from South Asia and Afro-Caribbean countries are at greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Diabetic retinopathy, where the retina becomes damaged, is a common complication of diabetes. Regular eye tests are also recommended for people with learning disability and from a family with a history of eye disease. There are some lifestyle choices that you can make that have a significant impact on your eye health. If you smoke, you're much more likely to develop age-related macular degeneration, which is the most common cause of sight loss in the UK and cataracts, than people who do not smoke. Excessive alcohol consumption can permanently damage the optic nerve, which transmits visual images to the brain and cause other neurological disruptions. Moderate your drinking. Getting out in the sun is important for your general health, but you need to protect yourself. Wearing sunglasses can help protect your eyes from UV rays. Several studies also suggest that sunlight exposure is a risk factor for cataracts. Please make having an eye test one of your New Year resolutions. It could save your sight. Share this with your family and friends. If you need any more advice about eye tests, eye health, do give us a call on the helpline. So that concludes the Christmas edition of the Devon Insight newsletter. Just a reminder of our helpline telephone number. It's 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. And may I just say, on behalf of everyone connected with Devon Insight, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a safe new year. Just a little reminder, now that you've finished listening to this disc, please place it in the yellow pouch and turn over the address label on the front of the pouch and put it in any postbox. There is no need to pay any return postage. The newsletter is sent out to you under the Articles for the Blind scheme. Thank you. Bye-bye.